This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read, with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is What My Bones Know by acclaimed journalist Stephanie Fu. It's the story of her reckoning and healing by investigating the little understood science behind complex PTSD and how it's shaped her life. Here, sharing their insight about the book, What My Bones Know, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
We are here to talk big this morning. My name is Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger.
And I also have an amazing guest with us this morning, Abraham Scully. Abraham, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to join you all on the podcast. I'm excited about it. And a little bit about me. So I grew up in a Jamaican-American household down in Miami, Florida. Shout out to South Florida. Love Florida. I grew up with four of us. As siblings, two Jamaican parents and four kids running around the place. Really good upbringing, had a lot of fun. And after high school, graduating from high school in South Florida, I decided to move 700 miles away from home to attend the University of West Florida out in Pensacola, Florida, which is where I'm currently based out of. Went to school at the University of West Florida, graduated from UWF, and since then have been on this mission to really eradicate mental health stigma and bring awareness to mental health resources. A lot of that desire and passion for me comes from my own experience with mental health challenges in college. And I'm sure we'll probably get a chance to kind of dive into that a little bit during our conversation. But I like to consider myself a mental health advocate. And I enjoy having conversations about mental health, psychology. I got a degree in psychology from UWF, and I'm really passionate about just understanding why we as humans do what we do, what motivates us, and how we can take care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, to make sure that we're in the best position possible.
Well, I think step one is talking about it, and your mission is exactly what our mission with our big read this academic year is, trying to erase the stigma surrounding mental health and making people aware that it's okay to talk about it. This is how you feel. This is what you're experiencing. Don't bottle that up. You know, you need to talk about it and hopefully start to learn how to live with it or deal with it in certain ways.
You call yourself an advocate. What does that mean?
So for me, advocating starts with what you mentioned about talking about it. As someone with lived experience and growing up in an environment where it wasn't okay to talk about mental health, and then experiencing a mental health condition and then going through the process of being diagnosed and treated for a mental health condition, the biggest thing for me when it comes to advocating is simply talking about it. My way of doing that is through sharing my story, letting others know that this is a conversation that we can have. And then also it is taking it a step forward and being able to bring awareness to resources that are accessible, making resources more accessible, bringing those to the table who are able to provide resources for individuals who may not have easy access to it, whether that is due to stigma or due to other resources that many individuals just don't have when it comes to accessing mental health care. I put it really simply, it's just having the conversation. And from that conversation opens up the opportunity for many conversations where we can advocate for change and bring awareness to mental health in general.
If someone also wanted to be an advocate, where would you tell them to get started?
I would say it's important to understand why you want to do it. I think a lot of the work that mental health advocates do, it can be draining at times. There may be times where it seems like things are not changing, but there's a lot of effort being put forth. But when you understand why you're doing it, that becomes the foundation that helps you to continue to move forward, even when it's not always sunshine and rainbows. So I think the first part is having that self-reflection time and digging deep within yourself to see, why do I want to do this? Why is this important to me? And then from there, having that baseline, that foundation, a good step is to set some goals. Like, what can I do as a mental health advocate? But then another piece is surrounding yourself with other individuals who are in the work, who are actively doing this, because I'm a big believer in community. And there's an African proverb that I love. I always like to refer to it. It says, you can go fast alone, but you can go far together. And the more we connect with each other, the greater impact we can make, which ultimately that's what we're trying to do as mental health advocates, is make an impact in the lives of others.
You'll be here on campus with us October 18th. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to talk about, what we're going to see. But don't give away too much, but give us just a little bit, a teaser.
Man, I really enjoy the opportunity to speak with campus community, students, faculty, staff, administration, because what I recognize is that there is a large group or majority of people who want to have the conversation. They just need to be ignited just a little bit. They just need to have a taste of what the conversation looks like and what it can produce, which then starts this ongoing conversation that only leads to positive change. When I visit campus in October, my goal is to just be that spark that can potentially lead to more positive conversations. And I'm sure you all are having these conversations already. I know you mentioned the Big Read, which is, it sounds like a great initiative. I'd love to learn more about that, to continue to support what you all are currently doing and ignite something in some way, shape, or form. My goal is to really open up myself. Being transparent is very important for me to model. Being vulnerable and showing others what the journey looks like for an individual like myself, being from a Jamaican background, being a Black man in America, being raised in a Christian household, all of these different things that make up my identity shapes the unique experience that I had when it came to being diagnosed and treated for a mental health condition. So my goal is really just to pour out to those who attend in October and show them this is what it looks like. But on the other side of that, also showing the power of storytelling and what happens when you're able to not just own your story, but get the proper resources necessary to heal and then step on a platform and share that story. There's a lot of power that comes from being able to share, to advocate. And I think that by me kind of modeling that in October, it should hopefully spark some conversations and also bring awareness to those leaders who are already on campus who want to take that conversation to the next level.
That's exactly what we're hoping for. You are right on.
That'll do it for us today. Again, please make sure you stop out to hear Abraham speak October 18th. You can check our website, owens.edu/humanities/big read, for all the details. And thank you so much again, Abraham, for joining us. On behalf of myself, Jane Berger, we will keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.